Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sound for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Alicia, tuning in live from Tennessee. We are so glad you've decided to join us. May you be blessed as we share with you of Sound for Today, a word to encourage you. Now on to our show. Greetings out there in radio land. We are so glad that you've decided to tune in today with us, and we want you to know that there is a sound for you today. There is a sound to encourage you. There is a new word, a fresh word, to give you strength and to share with you what is happening in the world today. For those of you who may not know, there is so much going on to display the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want you to know this is a time for us to understand how much He loves us, but for us to draw our hearts closer to the Lord. And as we share with you what we want to today, I just feel it pressed upon my heart to let you know that there are so many current events occurring in today's time. You are welcome to tune in by way of Skype, or you see my phone number on our show page there. You can call in and listen as we do our live broadcast on today. Before we get started, we want to just ask the Lord Jesus Christ to bless this show segment, bless all that will tune in and that will listen to this show. Father, may they receive greater revelation and a desire to walk closer to you. And we will play a worship song and we'll be right back with our broadcast. What a beautiful worship song, I tell you. So what we wanted to bring up today, and our sound for today's show is a show that we share what happens in the world today. From time to time, we have guest speakers on, and or we just share Bible study, which is very needed in today's time. But today, I want to share with you some of the Christian world news interests that is happening around the world. I am stunned and just surprised that there are so many believers today who say that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who say that they honor God, who say that they believe Jesus is coming soon, but they have no clue of what's going on around the world. Not only are we facing various earthquakes, pestilences, diseases, not only are we dealing with all sorts of crime that's happening in our world today, but there are just a few of the current events happening around the world. And my show is a half-hour show segment. So for sake of time, I'm going to go through a few of the things because there's just so many things happening. People of God, it is time for us to become excited with expectancy because we are living in the end-time Bible prophecies. We're seeing it unfold and manifest before our very eyes just prior to our Lord Jesus Christ's return. Wow, I tell you, we may be sad and wonder, why are these things occurring right now? Some of us may be nervous regarding salvation, regarding if we're even going to survive, if the United States will be destroyed. Well, I'll get into a little bit of that in a few minutes. I'm not going to say our country is going to be destroyed, but you need to know everything that some of the things that are actually going on so that you can make a biased decision about what you want to do and how you seek the Lord for your own life. But right now, what I wanted to share with you, there are so many things going on. Some of you may have heard about the Yellowstone volcano here in the United States in Wyoming. I personally had no idea until I started studying it farther that there are the top two super volcanoes in the world. One is in Italy, and the Naples, Italy, and the other one is right here in the United States of America. They've even shut down Yellowstone Park. They're trying to keep it hush-hush. But if that thing erupts, it has been forecasted that it could erupt at any moment, and if it does a major eruption, it would completely wipe out our country because of the ash and the soot. Multiple states would be totally gone, and we would just be gone. If it erupts partially, it will still affect 11 states. The people of our country don't even know this is happening and could possibly happen, and yet all around the world, other countries are well aware of what's going on because they study, you know, when you study the reports of geologists. Well, we have got to get our eyes open and know, yes, we're to live by faith and not by sight. But even during the biblical times, remember when Lot and his family lived in Sodom near Gomorrah? God sent angels to let them know that the land was going to be destroyed because the people would not turn from their vile and pernicious ways and for them to leave and don't look back. And they didn't say, well, wait, let me think about it. Lot immediately heard the voice of God, and he got his family together, and he left. This is the time we're living in. Some of the scripture says, just in the days of Noah, just in the days of Lot, so shall it be during when the Lord comes back. We are living in that time right now. What was happening during the days of Noah? As you study the story about Noah's ark, and you study about how Noah caroled and preached and proclaimed a message that it was going to rain a flood and for the people to repent, you will notice how they laughed at Noah, how they made fun of Noah, how they mocked and ridiculed Noah, but it did not stop the rain from coming. He continued to do what God told him to do, regardless of their persecution, regardless of the ridicule. Isn't that happening today? There are many who love the Lord Jesus Christ with their entire heart and who are telling people, turn from your evil ways, turn from your sexual sin, turn from your bitterness, turn from your anger, turn from your malice and strife, turn from your lying, turn. But yet the people are not turning. Yet Christians who are teaching and sharing and preaching and proclaiming the word of God for the benefit of their souls, we're being called haters, people haters, lifestyle haters. They're saying all kinds of horrific things against the people of God, and all the people of God are doing is trying to encourage them to turn from how they're living to turn to a holy God. That happened in Noah's day. Noah was made fun of during that time, and many of us are doing the same thing today. Well, some of the things that are going on, you will notice that last night there was a 6.7 magnitude earthquake which hit the Sikoy Island. And then there was a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that hit Japan near Fukushima, a nuclear power plant. And then there were five more earthquakes which followed the Japan earthquake with magnitudes between 4.3 and 5.8, which also hit Japan along with other strong quakes around the world. There are so many constant earthquakes happening around the world that there will not be enough time for them to report it on all the local news, let alone the international news. The Bible talks about that there will be earthquakes in diverse places in the last days. Also, other things that are occurring, 20 million people living in Sao Paulo, Brazil, have a severe drought, and their water will be turned off for 5 days a week. The drought is so bad. Can you imagine living in a place, living in a community where your water is going to be turned off 5 out of 7 days a week? Your drinking water is turned off, your cooking water is turned off, your bathing water is turned off because the drought is so severe. I'm here to tell you, men and women of God and listeners, these days are the days that we need to strongly, if you've got Bibles, if you don't buy one, pull it up on your Kindle, pull it up on the internet, and read the Word of God while we still have freedom in our country. Think about it this way. Now we have an opportunity to read the Word, to pray the Word, to teach the Word, to preach the Word, to proclaim the Word, to declare the Word, to decree the Word, to believe the Word, to speak the Word, to share the Word, to testify the Word, while we still have freedom in our nation, while there is still freedom of speech, while there is still freedom to proclaim the Word of God. Many are saying, well, I have time. I'll wait till things get very difficult, and then I'll think about turning my heart to the Lord. Think about this coming from Sound for Today's show. If people will not turn their heart to the Word of God while it is free, while it is available, while they can walk into a store and purchase books with scriptures in it, purchase Bibles with scriptures in it, what makes them think when those stores are shut down, when the media is shut down, when the telephones are shut down, should something catastrophic and disastrous occur, what makes them think their heart will turn then? Now is the time to get the Word of God on the inside of your heart. Now is the time to search the scriptures, to study the Word of God, to go through the Old Testament scriptures and the New Testament scriptures and read for yourself line for line, precept upon precept, so that you can see that the events that are occurring in today's time are in fact indeed happening and were foretold in the Word of God. There is no need to debate anything. There's no need to debate denominational belief or doctrines. No need to debate religions anymore. Now is the time. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, save yourselves from an untoward generation. What is an untoward generation? It's a generation that refuses to be corrected. It's a generation that everything goes. It's a generation that compromises lifestyles. It's a generation that is self-absorbed and selfish. It's a generation that walks by feeling and emotion, which has nothing to do with faith. Faith is a supernatural walk in God. Faith is a supernatural mindset where your spirit leads your flesh. When you find people who walk based on their feelings, based on what makes their flesh feel good, based on what makes their emotions feel intact, based on what makes them feel happy, based on what makes them feel comfortable, they are living out of their soul nature, and that is revealing what is in their heart. Hear me clearly today. The sound I am caroling to you today is a sound of the love of God in your heart, a sound of an awakening in your heart, a sound to understand and recognize, to discern the time that you are living in today. As I continue on, I just shared with you how 20 million people living in Sao Paulo, Brazil, their drought is so severe that their water will be turned off 5 days a week, and there are thousands of Afghan, Pakistani, and Hezbollah Shiite Muslims that are marching to the Golan Heights of Israel. These are current events happening as we speak. These are current events to occur during this week. And also there are new developments regarding the world's newest superpower possibly emerging from Europe and the region of the former Roman Empire. This could include Europe, this would include Europe, North Africa, and the Middle as the European Union, or as we have heard of it, the EU. And you can read and research Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, and Revelation chapter 13. Other references of scripture regarding how it describes how Israel being restored to her land, however, will face an invasion from a country in the north and her allies after God puts hooks in their jaws. Ezekiel chapters 37 through 39 describes this in detail. And then Magog, well, there are many nations that are described in the end time battle. And some of the descriptions of them, we don't recognize them by what their national names are today. But I'm going to share a few of those with you when I return. I'm going to take a pause right now and a break, and I'll be back with you momentarily. Well, as we were saying before our break, regarding the earthquakes in diverse places. You may want to know, well, where is that found in the Bible? Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, verily means truly, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And I want to also say there are many of us that are maybe apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and helps, and so on. But there are those out there that are false apostles and false prophets and false evangelists and false pastors and false. How do you know if they're false? By the life that they live. If they're saying that they're sharing the word of God, but they're still living in sin, they're still committing fornication, adultery, promiscuity, sexual perversion, if they are living an uncompromised or a compromised life, they are a false person. Because when you have given your heart to the Lord and you say and confess that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and that you are a true man or woman of God of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to see one of the main signs and manifestations you will see is holiness. Holiness, holiness, holiness. And when you don't see that, it doesn't matter what they spew out of their mouths. They are hypocritical, ungodly, and they're fake. Because true, holy vessels of the Lord that carry the word of God will live according to the word of God. It won't be a struggle for them. It won't be difficult for them. And when they see people struggling that may be a little weaker in one area than another, people who truly have the love, the agape love of God in their heart, and love ministry and love doing the will of the Father, are going to have a heart of humility and sincerity. They're going to be genuine about repenting and turning from their flaws so God can heal them so that they can be used to help restore the brethren. Okay, it goes back to Matthew now. Matthew says that there will be many who will come to deceive you. And it says in verse 6, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. It says in verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Aren't we seeing all of that today? Aren't we seeing famines where people don't have food, there's pestilence and sickness and diseases popping up all over the place. And by the way, measles has popped up again, smallpox has popped up again. There's multiple strains of HIV and AIDS that we have not even been told about. There are earthquakes happening all over the earth. There are earthquakes happening due to volcanoes. There is sickness and diseases all around. There's droughts and chaos all around. Diverse places globally, not just in one region. Verse 8 says in Matthew, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Wow. The things we are experiencing, look at all the snow. Notice how the temperature has dropped 20 and 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year. Unprecedented, they said, since the 60s. Well, some may say, well, these things happen every so many hundred years. Not all of these things at one time. No, you may see one or two things may happen every so many years, but look at the whole list of events occurring all of a sudden at once. Then the word goes on, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. What does that mean? It says, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for who? My name's sake. Those 21 people who were just killed, their heads were just chopped off by ISIS. Why? Because they worship the Lord Jesus Christ. They say that before their heads were cut off, you could hear them chanting quietly, "Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus." Those men died with honor. How many of us have faith strong enough to die for the name of Jesus Christ? And it says, "And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So as he said, and this is the gospel of the kingdom to preach all over the world. Why? As a witness to the nations, that it was prophetically declared in the word of God. It says, then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Aren't we seeing all these things happen today? We're seeing people being afflicted, people being killed for the name of Jesus. And even in the United States of America, you have people killing one another for the name of Jesus. Now, let me move on to share with you some of these countries that I described in Ezekiel. You've got Magog, which is considered the modern-day Russia. Meshach, which is the southern part of Russia, by the Black Sea, inclusive Georgia, Armenia, possibly Turkey. Then you've got, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and Tugomer. Well, Magog would be the modern-day Russia. Meshach would be a part of Russia, possibly Turkey, and the Ukraine would be Tubal, a part of Russia between the Black and Caspian Seas, which includes the Ukraine and Kazakhstan, and possibly Georgia and Azerbaijan. Then you've got Persia, which is the modern-day Iran. Ethiopia, which is considered Kush, is considered the surrounding areas of the Sudan or Eritrea. Then you've got Libya, which is called Phut, P-H-U-T. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Gomer, which may include the Ukraine and the area southeast of the Black Sea, possibly Germany. Then there's Tugomer of the North Quarters, which may include Armenia, which could include Turkey and many other nations. Wow. The Bible mentions these main heavy hitters in the last day battle of Armageddon, and they will rise up against Israel. If you read and study Ezekiel chapter 39, it also speaks of in the Word of God, and we see it occurring now, a false church will rise to accommodate the will of the people versus the will of God. Don't you see one of the main churches that our president is advocating and promoting, the Catholic Church, is traveling all over the world, and it is going to be that the Pope is going to be considered the apostle over all of the denominational faiths of the church globally, and that followers of Jesus Christ shall be beheaded for their faith. Isn't that happening? Ethnic group will rise against ethnic group. Isn't that happening? The hearts of people will become cold, indifferent, and compromise the word of God to pursue pleasures of sense and emotions. And nations will arise against nations. Well, for sake of time, that's all I have time for today. But I encourage you to get your word of God out and study the scripture. We pray you have been blessed by our show segment on today, and may you fall in love with Jesus Christ in your heart. There is a sound for today. There's a sound occurring in the earth realm with the disasters of storms and in the realm of the spirit. Open your eyes and see what God is saying in the time before our Lord Jesus Christ. Draw your heart to the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross. Fall in love with him so that you can receive as well as proclaim a sound for today. It's not about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in for Sound for Today. Be blessed.